K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, coming to you from KC, Missouri. Eddie Greer, host of this podcast, all things K-State sports, football, men's, women's basketball, baseball, postseason resumes tonight, so much more. It's your first time listening to this podcast, appreciate it for you to stop by and give us a listen here on this Friday. Happy Friday, K-State Nation. Woo! It's the last day of May. May 31st, 2024. Tomorrow, it will be June. How can this be June already in 2024? Well, I mentioned baseball. Tonight, regional, as early this week, if you missed it, K-State Nation, they got picked. They got into the regional. I didn't think they would get in. I'll be upfront. I admit it. I was a little concerned, and that's why I set my expectations low. let's just say that. But anyways, K-State baseball made it to the Fayetteville regional, and they'll play tonight at 7 against La Tech, Louisiana Tech. For whatever reason, this week I've been having trouble saying that word. But La Tech tonight, K-State is the third seed. Also, Arkansas is the host team that's hosting this regional, obviously. So Arkansas is number one in SEMO, S-E-M-O, which I am going to go with. Southeast Missouri is the fourth seed. Now, if K-State can, and we're going to have postcasts of this, so we're going to, obviously, so the season's not over yet, so we're going to keep on moving. If K-State, well, obviously, this is double elimination, I assume, so... Yeah, that's right. That's double elimination. Yeah, so K-State, they win. You play tomorrow night. You lose. You play the first game tomorrow afternoon. So luckily for them, either way, you don't have to play at 9 a.m. that's the good part right there, because all Big 12 tournament, all three games, were at 9 a.m. in the morning. Well, at least this time for K-State, Pete Hughes and company, they don't have to worry about that. They have to worry about showing up to the ballpark and get ready to play. So huge opportunity for K-State again to make noise. And again, the last time they made it this far, they almost made it to the College World Series back when I was a student at K-State. That was 2013. Yep. So that's a long time now. That's like 11 years now. That's crazy. Crazy how time's flying. How time's flying already. As I just said, we're pretty much, when you turn the page tomorrow, Lord willing, it's going to be June. My gosh. But yeah, K-State, huge opportunity, and they arrived down in Fayetteville, Arkansas yesterday. Pete Hughes spoke to the media and all that. So it is game on here. So we'll have postcast of the journey here, and we're going to keep this thing rolling until K-State gets eliminated or elsewhere. But this is double elimination, four teams, and if K-State were to escape from this regional, you got to go through Arkansas, which has only lost 14 losses all year long. They're like 43-14. SEMO has the worst record of them all. But again, crazy things happen in baseball. Let's just keep it the key. Crazy things happen in the postseason in K-State. If you're going to do what you're going to have to do, they're going to have to be in top of the A game. La Tech, no slouch either. So look, the mindset going in here, and really for me, as I'm getting ready. Oh, by the way, this episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, I keep forgetting this, and we're going to be doing this for another week, at least up until Thursday, next Thursday anyways, brought to you by the KC Metro Mile. Oh my gosh. Woo! The schedule came out. We'll get into that. And I'll get into that, obviously, in the upcoming episode of the 3 Wide Pod with EG3. So I'm looking, I'm just ecstatic about next week in particularly this race, KC Metro Mile, Rockhurst High, next Thursday. So less than a week, officially. The countdown is officially on to that. I'm pumped up for that, so a lot more talk on that next week. But yeah, so K-State baseball tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time, postcast in the morning for sure. Due to, for sure, because my schedule's going to lighten up on the running side, trying to get revved up for the KC Metro Miles. Yeah, the ton of schedules, and yeah, I'll give you a little cliffhanger on this, and we'll get into this next week. They switched some of the events around, so let's just leave it at that. Ooh, so we'll see about that. But yeah, K-State, La Tech tonight, number 2 versus number 3 seed in the Fayetteville Regional. Arkansas SEMO is the first matchup. That's 2 Central time as well. So Pete Hughes back again. If K-State were to get out of this region, they will advance to the Super Regional. There, I believe, to take on the winner of the Charlottesville Regional. Yeah, that's what we talked about earlier on this podcast. So definitely, we will keep our eyes out on that. And K-State, look, they can get hot at any point. So this will be the right time to do that as well. So Kalen Culpepper and company, Rafael Batteller, Owen Burnham, I would assume. Now, I haven't looked at this. Shame on me. I haven't looked at the pitching matchup, but I would assume Owen Burnham will get the ball here tonight. So we'll just have to see how all that shakes out. I might be wrong, so don't quote me on that, but that's just a 50-50 guess on that. Owen Burnham, oh, by the way, completed a complete game over West Virginia, who was like, what, to finish 3rd in the conference this year. And reason why, because he pitched well, settled in, saved the bullpen. And not only that, you can probably go one or two ways, right? Jackson Whitworth, you can go him, you can go Owen Burnham. You gotta put your best, right? And the 3rd guy, I have no idea. I have no idea. So particularly if I'm Pete Hughes, I would start Owen Burnham, but that's just me here on top of the pit box. But we'll see. Especially if you do get past La Tech, and you rather save your best. Jackson Whitworth, who's been all world this year. I would save him if you can get past La Tech. I mean, we're not trying to assume anything, but crazy things happen in college sports. We all know that. But again, well, you want to say your best, so we'll see what happens tonight. K-State, first appearance back in the regional since 13. Should have been in it last year, of course, but this makes up for it for sure. So it's all about leveling expectations. Just don't let's we're playing with house money. K-State's playing with house money. EG3's playing with house money next week. Let's just have fun with it. We'll see what happens there. From there, this is the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast. Football, men's basketball, and other sports. As we're not done with the athletic calendar of 2023-24 yet. And, of course, next week you have the track and field in the NCAA championships as well. Led by Hannah Stewart in the men's 4x4, Kyle Gale starting in that. So it's not done until officially next week, unless K-State goes on a heater here baseball wise so we'll see what happens again on that front. I do want to mention here, again, we'll have more talk on this again on the upcoming episodes on the bonus channel/pod Greer 3 Eddie's podcast, Greer the number 3 Eddie's Eddie apostrophe S podcast. Go subscribe to that channel. That's where you're going to find bonus Pro Project podcast content along with my other bonus content as well. I am scheduled to do an interview next week on the EG3 side of things. So there's that and potentially maybe 2 episodes bonus pod on this channel as well. We know we're going to have Keithan back on the pod at some point as well. We'll get that all coordinated here. And a lot of football talk coming up, but I do want to talk about here for a few minutes. And again, this will continue on through the summer as the new look Big 12 football. And I'm is K-State football a college football playoff contender? Yes, they are. Let's just shoot right from the hip. Yes, they are. And look, you don't have to worry about no Texas. You don't have to worry about no Oklahoma. Obviously, now we just talked about on here yesterday about the Arizona game, prime time Friday night in your house. Arizona, Colorado's in your division now, and Utah, maybe your biggest threat in there. Look, Utah's been good for so long now, right? So there's that. But look, the roster, look, when I looked at it, especially the 2D, it's better than I thought it would be. Goodness gracious. Obviously, you know what you're getting offensive side of the ball, right? And you just got Dylan Edwards over there, back from Colorado, obviously. So Colorado's in the Big 12, right? So you have that, a defense that has big pieces back as well, and they're pretty good in the 2D as well. It's all about making the steps. What's the word I'm looking for? Making, if these guys can project to the next level. We're going to roll with that. If they can, and obviously, K-State still has a lot of those kids from the Avery Johnson class, the historic class as well. So, look, these guys, if they can tighten up a little bit, we know where they can go, right? Obviously, everything surrounds QB1, Avery Johnson on the outside of the ball. And look, offensively, they are loaded, okay? Right? The only questions I got is, again, a lot more football talk to come here this summer on the Pro Project Podcast. I keep saying that. Of course, my guy, Alex Lane, out there in Santa California, we will get him back on the show at some point. But, look, the defense, there's some positives and concerns like every team. But, look, I think this team is a Big 12 championship contender. And which, oh, by the way, this year, it's the start of the new regime, talking about the new college football playoff. So, the 12-team playoff that everybody wanted more teams in. So now, you have an opportunity to, yep, you win your conference, right? You're automatically going to the college football playoff. That's what's on the line. But again, you have also an opportunity to, if you don't. We're going to go back through the schedule here, and I might do something with it, but I'm definitely going through the schedule here and really dissecting everything here, and then we'll do a deeper analysis with Alex this summer as well on the schedule, as we've done for the last several years on this podcast. So you got a lot of, I believe, home games more than road games, I'm pretty sure of. Again, I gotta go back and refresh myself on the schedule there as well. But yeah, we already know one of the home games, and that is Arizona. We do know that. That's for sure. Arizona, loaded. They got some keys back on the opposite side of the ball. So, but look, K-State is a contender for a college football playoff contender. That is for sure. Can they fall through on that? We're asking this question on the last day of May. We're just going to have to find out and see what it is all about. But obviously, there's key pieces to go around, and this two deep roster is pretty stacked for K-State. Again, with some key pieces from the transfer portal. So I definitely like our chances there. But again, you have Arizona State from the Pac-12, now back, making their appearance, inaugural appearance, along with Utah and Colorado's return to the Big 12. So you're the Power Four. You got to get used to saying that instead of the Power Five. The Power Four was no Pac-12 now. So Utah, looking at this now, again, I got to do a little bit deeper analysis here. Just looking at it, obviously, maybe a Utah, Cincinnati. Cincinnati has been on a roll. BYU is pretty good. I put my football as well. So, but UCF, but K-State is right up there. K-State is right up there in the thick. If I would have picked three right now, K-State's up there, Utah, and we'll just go with Cincinnati. Because, look, I got to look at the rosters, all of them, but I think what sits to me right now, Utah, K-State in Cincinnati. Cincinnati is always going to be a player in that. I just can't. And yeah, and maybe I'll probably throw Oklahoma State as maybe a sleeper in there. TCU, they dropped hard. So did UCF for that matter. So just looking at it from just not looking at any of the rosters. Yeah, I put K-State right there as top three. That's one of the top contenders for a college football playoff spot. So, yeah, that's what's there. That's what's on the line for this team this year here. And I actually don't have any concern. Well, I do have some concerns, but not much on the offensive side of the ball. Look, obviously, injuries, knock on wood. It happens to every team every year. Baseball right now, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a concern. But, well, not talking about K-State baseball, that is, talking about the Braves' concern anyways. But, yeah, injuries are part of it. That's unfortunate, but it's part of the game. But, again, if you look at this 2D for K-State, they're right there. So, we'll see what happens there. Obviously, it's all about performing at the right time for K-State football. And I think John Kurtz talked about, you know, performing at the right time on national television. I'm summarizing it to some extent because last year there were some opportunities we talked about on this podcast yesterday about Oklahoma State being embarrassed there. The score was indicative. And I remember that, talking about that. I didn't watch the game, but I heard plenty of complaints of how K-State played that night. Let's see, KU was a struggle. Won that one. It was a rival game. And obviously what stands out, Iowa State, what the hell happened there in your own building with the snow playing flag football with the Cyclones? That was just bad. but yeah, so when you're on national television, obviously the Arizona game, everyone's going to be paying attention to that because, look, Friday night football, usually it's high school football, which... yeah, it's still going to be going on, but K-State, Arizona will be playing September 13th in Manhattan, Kansas. So, yeah, look, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a good game, I think, from that standpoint. And I left Arizona off the top three list. So, again from top to bottom, now with this new look Big 12, it's going to be harder. But I think K-State's right up there for the opportunity. Can you cash in? Can you cash in, take advantage of the national spotlight and things like that? They have to play better. That's what it comes down to, basically. So we'll see. Obviously, we'll get into more of this as the summer starts here, as we move along here in 2024 here, as we are in the end of May. Can you believe that? So, but yeah, anyways, K-State baseball on a diamond tonight, going against La Tech, Louisiana Tech, the second seed in the Fayetteville Regional, which starts at 2 with Arkansas, the number one, the host, against SEMO. And then, of course, the primetime matchup, which K-State's in against La Tech. We'll have postcast of that in the morning for you guys. So be out looking for that recruiting that's been going on behind the scenes as well. K-State basketball, the men's side, anyways, trying to fill their last couple spots there as well. We have the Glenn Twins on the women's side already getting geared up for their last year already. We're already talking about this already. So they were all K-State Nation, K-State Twitter, Briley and crap. Briley and, oh my goodness. Now I totally bang on the other name, but anyways. Oh man, I'm gonna catch hell for that. But the Glenn Twins already at work on their mother. Posted something on K-State Twitter. Came across that this morning. Pictures. They're already working on getting themselves right for next year as well. So already getting ready. There's no off season. Well, there is off season, but no off season for these K-State athletes getting ready for their respective sports. K-State baseball resumes postseason action. K-State Regional, and then next week, of course, the K-State track and field. Some of the athletes who made the NCAA championship meet will be participating next week, including the men's, K-State men's 4x4. I'm geeked out for that. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Whenever we have a chance to record K-State content in our bonus channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, only on Podbean. You're only going to get that if you want more bonus content, which we're going to be working on resuming that this summer. Go over there, subscribe, and listen to the recent episodes, bonus pods, on that channel. This episode today, it's Friday, it's last Friday episode Brought to you again by the KC Metro Mile next Thursday night. Woo! In prime time. Cannot wait for that. Again, more on that next week. And oh yeah, while I'm on that, oh yeah, we'll talk about the postcast. We'll do extra postcasts from the Bill Snyder 5K this weekend as well. So stay tuned, locked in on that. But if you're not subscribed, you're a K-State fan, you're not subscribed to this podcast, I would assume go ahead and do that right now. We post content almost daily, so definitely make sure you get on that, including the weekends, if we can. So definitely we want to be able to give you K-State content every day, including Saturday and Sunday. Your team, your college team, every single day. K-State Nation, Alex Dayton out there in Santa California, Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to you all this weekend.